and welcome to Ending Physician Overwhelm. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Mello. I'm a family and obesity medicine physician, as well as a certified life coach for physicians. In this podcast, we talk about how the learned habits of people-pleasing, perfectionism, and a lack of boundaries show up in our lives and how they contribute to burnout, exhaustion, and overwhelm. The healthcare system is broken, my friends, but let's not wait for it to be fixed in order to feel better. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Ending Physician Overwhelm. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Mello. And I just want to pause and give a quick shout out to those of you who I know in real life who have been sharing with me that you're listening to the podcast. We're going to talk about introverts today. I consider myself an introvert. And so I always cringe a little bit when I hear that somebody that I know in real life is listening to me on the podcast, even though I'm so incredibly grateful, because that seems very extra to me to be listening to the words of somebody that you know in real life. I'm really humbled and honored, and I just want to call that out and say thank you so much. And I'm sitting in the space of learning to get better with receiving that kind of attention. But today we're going to be talking about something that comes up quite frequently with the clients that I talk to, and that is being an introvert in medicine. You know, kind of standard definitions of introversion, often we'll talk about, oh, somebody who's shy, someone who doesn't like people, someone that, you know, really keeps to themselves. And I don't really like that definition. It sounds very closed. It sounds not helpful or friendly, to be quite honest. I really like using the definitions of introversion and extroversion as thinking about, where do people get energy from? So extroverts get a lot of energy from being with other people. They are very social. They like large groups. You can tell that they're really buzzing with energy from, you know, the interactions that they have with other people. You know, I'll share, you know, as a parent, I've got one very extroverted child at home, and he is living in a house of introverts. And so it's a challenge for him when he's feeling like he wants all this energy and attention, and he wants to be social, he wants to play games, he wants to interact. And the rest of us are kind of like, no, I just want to be quiet and sit here with my book. So that's what I think of as an extrovert. And conversely, an introvert is someone who gets more drained by being with other people and needs some quiet or some self-time to really recharge their batteries, right? So they may do great one-on-one or in very small groups, right? It's not that they hate being with other people necessarily. They might do amazing one-on-one with patients in an exam room, right? They're really good at connecting with people, but they need time on their own to really recharge their batteries. And so there's a challenge when we are doing medical care, because necessarily we are working with people. In my world in outpatient medicine, right, I am often sitting one-on-one with a patient multiple times a day, right? It depends on how many people I'm seeing that day. It depends on whether I've got a lot of long visits or short visits, right? The actual number of people. I find for myself that by the end of that day, even when I've had a great day, even when I've made a lot of great connections and we've really, you know, helped somebody and nothing has gone wrong, there's no emergencies, right? Nothing is on fire. I'm still pretty drained by the end of that. And I really want quiet time. And I know that for a lot of the people that I talk to, that is their experience as well. But what happens at the end of our clinical day, it's time to go home and be with the other humans in our lives, right? So many of us, we might have children, partners, you know, people that we live with. We walk through the door and suddenly their energy is coming towards us, right? They are wanting us. And if you consider yourself introverted, you're already drained from having been around people all day, and then you're going home into that environment, right? That's a challenge, right? That's another reason why we sometimes feel like I'm not able to give all my love and attention to my family or the people in my life, because I'm so drained from taking care of other humans all day. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some ways to navigate that. But if you are this way, you know who I'm talking to, right? You know that you are this way. And it's not that uncommon. Again, introverts are often great one-on-one with people. They really feel that, right? They really can connect well with people, which is why we make great physicians. But the culture of medicine, the necessary lots of patients lined up of medicine can really make it difficult for us. So the first thing that I really want to dive into is that we need to let go of the judgment. Many people, you know, who I talk to who identify themselves as introverts, who really, you know, notice that they feel drained at the end of the day after seeing all their patients. Again, even on a good day, even when things have gone well, they're really feeling like their batteries are low. Many of them will be judging themselves because they, you know, they may have gotten the impression that they're not doing enough or that they should be, you know, more happy and more energized when they go home. You know, they've gotten the impression that, you know, they should be seeing patients, you know, all day, every day, right? There's a lot of pressure around working full-time versus working part-time, regardless of your setting. And for many introverts, that's just too much people time, right? That's just too many visits with people. It's too much time, you know, spent in those active relationships, right? Because, you know, when we are providing medical care for people, a lot of that time is active, right? A lot of that is face-to-face with the patient. Now, not always, and there are some careers within medicine that very little face-to-face time, or maybe none. My husband is in lab medicine. He never sees patients, ever, 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 ever. But he sees lab tests, right? He sees results. He has to interact with other providers, right? It's great for an introvert to do that, although he still feels flustered, right, when he gets called by somebody. But that's a story for a different time. But what I'm saying here is that we have often been led to believe that there is a problem with our introversion, a problem if we are someone who needs more time and space, who needs to decrease the number of patients they see, whether that's cutting FTE, limiting your work in some way. We need to let go of that judgment. If you are introverted, you didn't pick it. You didn't choose it, right? It is part of your wiring. It is part of your innate self. Do we think that's wrong? No, it can be a super strength, right? Again, it can lead to really powerful, helpful, therapeutic connections with people. But if you're sitting there judging yourself, thinking that you're wrong, thinking that, you know, I should be able to see patients for 40 hours every week, you know, seeing patients every 15, 20 minutes, you know, all throughout the day, and then I should totally feel fine. If you're not wired for that, then you're not wired for that. And let's stop judging. You know, if somebody has neurodiversity, if somebody has, I don't know, you know, they have brown hair, are we blaming them for being that way? No, we're not. We need to let go of that judgment. So if you find yourself shooting on yourself and telling yourself you should be able to work more, or you should be happy doing this, even though you know you're so drained, I want you to let go of that judgment. I want you to see it for what it is. I want you to see it that our healthcare system would love for us to be able to work like robots and be able to see as many patients as is physically possible, ignoring the very real emotional toll that it takes in taking care of other humans, right? Let go of the judgment. That is all coming from the outside. It's all messaging that you've learned that somehow you're wrong or deficient or broken if you need to have some rest. It's not true. Let it go. The next thing that I want to talk about is that we really need to start actively planning our day around where we have energy. Now, this is not always something that is a quick and easy fix, right? If you are working as an employed physician, if you don't have the flexibility to be able to know, you know, that you can shift your schedule around or you can work less, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some setup to do this. But I want you to think for yourself, even if you're sticking with your current schedule, with it the way that it is, what do you need to do in order to give yourself some space, in order to give yourself some quiet time, in order to be able to do a mini battery recharge when you need to, so that you can go on with the rest of your day? So for example, you might develop a small practice that you can do during your drive home or, you know, even sitting in your car in the parking lot, so that before you walk in the door and you encounter the other humans that you're going to be with at home, you have done something for yourself to recharge your batteries. You have done something to separate from all the energy drain that has gone on during your day from being with other people. Okay, what are you going to do now to take care of yourself so that you can be present with the people that you love, you know, and leaving some time, hopefully at the end, right, when they're all asleep, right, or whatever that looks like, so that you can take care of yourself? How do you need to organize things? Ideally, I would love for everybody to be able to make adjustments to their schedule. And again, that may or may not be possible depending on what kind of work you do. But if you can find 5 to 10 minutes that you take for yourself to intentionally really disconnect from work, you know, disconnect from, you know, interacting and engaging with social media, for example, things that, you know, don't really recharge your batteries, doing something to take care of yourself. That might be a mini meditation practice. It might be some deep, quiet breathing, right? It might be, you know, kind of the shaking practice that we've talked about. You can see me if you're on YouTube. You can see me doing the ridiculous shaking kind of thing. Little steps to recharge your batteries. You know, are these going to fix it? Are these going to make it so that you're suddenly not introverted? No. But if you take moments throughout the day to, you know, recharge your emotional batteries, the same way that if you take moments to feed yourself, make sure you go to the bathroom and drink water, you're going to feel better overall. When you are in a position to be able to change your schedule or set it up, I've been tweaking my schedule in clinic because, you know, I noticed that I'm able to, you know, get more done and have a better day if I have some more quiet time in the morning. So if I have some quiet time in the morning, then I'm better able to get through my day in the afternoon. Then I can do a mini battery recharge before I go home and I'm with my humans, right? That all ends up flowing better. And I know that I need a certain amount of time where I have some days to myself. So I set that up. Again, you may or may not have the easy availability to do that, but I want you to start thinking about what you need in terms of your energy based on who you are, you know, your level of introversion. I see it as a spectrum, right? We're not all on one side or the other. It's not binary. We're not either 100% extroverted or 100% introverted. We're somewhere in the middle. Find out for you what that looks like. And then the third thing that I want to put a plug in here for is choosing to get what you need in order to take care of yourself. That might involve asking, right? Asking for an FTE change, asking for some other kind of accommodation. It might mean demanding it, quite frankly. It might mean that you decide that your current situation is not working for you and you find a different working situation that does, you know, suit your needs. You know, it might be any number of things, but identifying what is it that you need. Do you need more days off that are just for you? Do you need more, you know, time and space during your day in order to be able to do all your tasks? What is it that you need? Can you ask for it? Can you advocate for yourself, you know, without apology, without feeling broken? Again, that's not always an easy thing to do if you're in an employed position, because so many of our systems are so bureaucratic and they're so committed to making everything the same for everybody. You know, I'll tell you, that is one reason why people leave systems. And should we all jump ship and leave our big healthcare systems? Probably not. But do we need to advocate for ourselves and get what we need? Yes. Do we need to keep, you know, trying to figure out, how am I going to take care of me? How am I going to be the boss of myself? How am I going to really look at the resources and what I need and get my needs met? We need to start thinking of ourselves that way. We need to start valuing ourselves and really choosing to get our needs met. When you have the opportunity to say no, even when that's hard. Do you need to let go of some responsibilities? For example, unpaid committee work, right? That doesn't really engage you, but you were told it was a good idea, right? Get what you need. Where, you know, can you ask if you've got, you know, a family and children at home, you know, where can you ask your partner or other supports for more time for yourself? What do you need? How will you get it? So many times we are afraid to ask for what we need, and we create a lot of drama around it, right? We think, oh, they'll never say yes. Oh, you know, I can't be away from my kids more. I'm already away from them at work. If you need more time to recharge your batteries so that you can be the best version of yourself for your kids, even if you're spending less time with them, then do that, because what you need is important. And you showing up as the best version of yourself, showing up as the version of yourself that has rested and has gotten your need met, is going to be the better parent, the better friend, the better partner, the better daughter, the better son, right? You're going to be your best version of yourself when you're getting your needs met. We've been taught for such a long time that we needed to push our needs aside. And it, again, creates this situation where we start thinking, maybe I shouldn't have needs. Maybe I'm wrong for having needs. We can't live our lives that way. So if you're struggling with this, if you identify as an introvert and you're not getting the time and space that you need to recharge your batteries, I want you to see that as a legitimate need and to work on creating a plan, making asks, saying no, cutting back, getting some time for yourself, doing what you need to do to take great care of yourself so that you can show up as the best version of yourself. You will feel better. You will function better. Everything will be better. Will it be rosy and rainbows and unicorns all the time? No, of course not. That's no one's life. That's no one's life. But you will better navigate the stresses, the challenges, the ups and downs. You'll be more present and aware of the joys, things that we can feel grateful for. You will be a better version of yourself when you're getting your needs met. So think about what it is that you do need in terms of your introversion, extroversion energy. And of course, your basic needs, right? Your sleep, your nutrition, all of those things, the way that you move your body, all of those things are important too. But really putting this energy part, right? This introversion, extroversion into your, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of basic needs, right? We need safety. We need rest. We need to take care of those human needs. Our ability to interact with other humans, the degree to which we spend energy to be with other humans or get energy to be with other humans needs to go into that equation. So to wrap it up, if you consider yourself an introvert and what you need is more time to yourself, more time to recharge your batteries, more quiet time, I want you to really think, it's not wrong of me to need that, that I'm going to figure out how to plan my day and my week so that I can get some of that. I'm going to ask for what I need. I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to have to say no to some things. I'm, you know, going to have to cut back on, you know, maybe some of the work that I'm doing, maybe some of the social outings so that I can get my needs met. And that's not wrong. I want us to see these parts of ourselves as just parts of ourselves without judgment. And so again, if you consider yourself an introvert, consider this your permission to make a change in how you do things so that you take great care of yourself. My friends, thank you so much for listening. As always, it is a real honor to be able to do this, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Until next time, have a great week, and I'll talk to you later. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. To learn more about my coaching programs, head to www.healthierforgood.com. And if you love this podcast, please drop us a review on iTunes or support the show by clicking the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care.